Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I am the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper, and with me, as always, is the beat writer in the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz, Chris Bisignano. Chris, after we dropped our podcast Monday, obviously a lot has happened in the sports world. The DeMar Hamlin injury, ridiculous event, right? It's almost one of those things like, where were you when this happened? Never saw anything like that on the field. And today, you know, news kind of broke out that he actually spoke to his team via Zoom. So, you know, over the course of really four full days, you know, Monday to Friday, a lot has happened. And now we're at a point where the last time we spoke, it was before the event or before everything went down. Yeah. And now, you know, the guy, thankfully, is up and breathing and now talking. So, I mean, just the range of emotions everyone went through over 4 days is incredible. Could not be happier for this kid. What a battler. And I love how the whole country, really the sports world, came together for this dude. It's unbelievable, man. It's an incredible story.
Yeah. Such positive news that it looks like he's starting to breathe on his own, from what I understand. And he met, you know, on a video with his teammates, telling him he loves him and all that. So because when it happened, Monday night going into Tuesday morning, man, listen, I think everybody was sitting here saying, man, this kid might not live.
Yeah.
Will this kid live? You know? And thankfully, he did pull through. And now he looks like he's going to be, you know, the doctors are confident he's going to be, looks like his brain is fine. It's functioning. And now they'll have to find out what happened exactly with his heart. It might have been just an absolute freak. I saw this years ago in hockey with a defenseman named Chris Pronger.
Yep.
Where he took a slap shot to the chest and he went down. And it was just a freak thing, you know, with a blow. The impact hit him while his, you know, I'm no doctor. It was, you know, his heartbeat in between heartbeats, one millionth of a second, whatever the heck it is. And it was a freak thing. And he was fine. You know, he was fine after that, went on to continue playing hockey. And that's the hope here for Hamlin. Doctors don't know that yet. But I tell you, man, would it surprise me to see this young man back next year? No, it wouldn't. Nope. You know, we'll see after all the tests they do whether or not he can play again. But that's irrelevant. The only thing that matters is that this young guy is going to live. Because Monday night, early Tuesday morning, even Tuesday, there was a lot of questions whether or not this young man was going to live. But thank God, man, you know, it's... he's going to pull through, and it's just a great story because you saw the nation come together, you know, just a remarkable scene on the field. I have never seen anything like that. It was just incredible, man. And here's the bottom line. I'm the first one to criticize Roger Goodell and the NFL at times. But the bottom line is that the NFL... technicians, the medical technicians, the trauma unit that was waiting for him. This was all planned. This was all rehearsed before every home game. All those people, they saved this kid's life. There's not a doubt about it. They said this, you know, DeMar Hamlin flatlined not once but twice, from what I understand. And they saved this guy's life. So it's a credit to the Bills, the Bengals, the NFL. Because they have a whole procedure in place before every game. They're trained for this. What they know exactly what trauma unit they're going to go to if something like this happens and all that. So it's just a remarkable job by everybody involved because they saved him. Because his heart stopped on the field from not once, from what I understand, but twice. So.
Yeah, I mean, what a job, right? Like, what a job by the first responders and you know, being the guy, being the folks who did that, like, that's got to be, I'm not a struggle for words. Like, it has to be an incredible feeling, right, that you were able to kind of bring him back to life twice.
Yeah.
And, you know, when he woke up and you know, I would love to know his reaction to kind of how everyone came together for this. Like, it's got to be such a surreal feeling, right? Like, you wake up and, you know, supposedly the first question he asked was, did we win? And as they start explaining to him what happened, it's got to be overwhelming. It's got to be insane, man. Like,
yeah.
country coming together. His charity, which was, you know, the target was 2,500. I think it's at 7 million now. Like,
yeah.
Damn, like, that's got to be an incredible, incredible feeling.
Yeah.
I'm at a loss for words, Chris. That's all.
Yeah, look, it restores your faith in humanity if you, yeah. you lost a little faith. And I think we all have at times what's going on around the world. And but when you see that, I could just imagine when they told him that. Hey, guess what, DeMar? You know, your charity? Yeah, we, you know, they raised 2,500, okay? You're now up to 7 million.
Yeah.
You know, the kid didn't know what even happened. You know, when he came through, you know, he was just like, what's going on? He didn't know he was even unconscious for 2 days, you know? So, and like a typical football player, I put this on Twitter, like a typical football player, his first question, did we win a game? You know?
Yeah.
You know, it's a, you know, the ultimate team sport. This is what he wanted to know. And we all know what the doctor said. You won the game of life. And just remarkable, man. So we're so happy for this guy because, this was something these guys are not used to, man. They're on the field and they're seeing this happen to their teammate. And it's not an opponent at that time with the Bengals. They're looking at him as a teammate and a brother, you know. And to see that happen, you know, it's just shocking to everybody. And it looks like the result is going to be what we wanted. So that's great news. You know, I think that, you know what, Jerry, I think this kind of, I was in a locker room, you know, Wednesday, and there was some players, man, are very emotional, man. And, you know, and if you don't think they're sitting there and standing there like, man, this is what I do, and this could happen to me Sunday, you know, and it has to go through your head. This is a violent sport. We all know that. You know, every time they step on the field, they could get hurt very bad. And, you know, this was, you know, an extreme circumstance, but it has to go through their mind. And it was, you know, Saquon Barkley, you could see, was visibly still upset. You know, Davis Webb, guys that have played with him. I was at Nick McLeod's locker, and he was like in tears, man. You know, it was brutal, you know.
Yeah.
But the news now, and Hamlin coming out, and Hamlin talking to his teammates and all that stuff, dude, it has to ease their minds now as far as, all right, they could focus a little bit. All right, you know, look, I think probably psychologically they look at it, okay, this was another serious injury, which we have seen numerous times in this sport. He's fine. He's going to be fine. Let's get out there and let's get at it Sunday afternoon. Because if it was the other way around, Jerry, if he was still critical going into this weekend and the doctors were 50-50 whether or not he was going to live and he might die, or God forbid, you know, if that ever happened and stuff like that. I don't know how these guys play Sunday, man.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe not the rest of the league, but the Bills and the Bengals, you know. Because, look, when it first happened, dude, and, you know, the ambulance comes out and you say, okay, you know, he's banged up pretty bad until you heard that they were performing CPR on him on the field. Then you were like, whoa, what?
Right.
You know, and then you realize that, oh, man, his heart stopped, you know.
Yeah.
So that's been, you know, but, you know, if it was like a still life and death situation, it looks like he's got, you know, thank God he seems to be out of those woods, not life and death anymore. Doctors, you know, incredible progress the last 48 hours. I think this league would have had a hard time playing Sunday. They would have played, I'm sure. But, you know, as far as guys' heads and, you know, really wanting to play and all that stuff, you know, but now you see it, and now the Bills got to be like, okay, our boy is fine. I shouldn't say fine. Our boy's doing great.
Yeah.
He's on the road to recovery. He's talking to us now in Zoom or whatever, video meeting, however they did it. I'm sure it was a big video meeting, whatever they did. And let's get out there, and let's go in these playoffs, and let's go try to win a Super Bowl for this guy. You know, so that's going to be, I'm sure, their rally. Not that they really needed that, but now you're like extra. I'm sure if you're the Bills, you're extra fired up now, man. Look,
God.
Because it's in a now it's like, okay, woof, you know. Let's go out and do our thing now because, you know, this is what we do for a living. And you know, we thank God everything worked out with DeMar. So.
Yeah, well said. And God bless him, man. That's such the way this has turned out has been, like you said, so far, so good. And, you know, to hear the news today, it's awesome. So continue to pray for him, folks. I believe in that. So anyway. All right. So there is a game this weekend, Chris. Giants-Eagles. And look, man, the big debate, I heard Banks on FAN. I heard him and Tiki going back and forth. And, You put out some tweets as well. It's to play or not to play. And ultimately, it's, you know, we could say, everybody could say what they want, but Dable and company are going to do what they're going to do. And I think I know where you stand with this, but what's your understanding with the latest on what they're going to do and how they're going to approach this game, Chris?
He's going to sit starters. He's going to sit some starters.
Yeah.
You're not going to see Daniel, I'm pretty sure. You're not going to see Saquon for sure. And there's some other guys, you know, you might, maybe Dex might be, you know, McKinney might play because he needs the reps, but I wouldn't shock me if he doesn't play either. He played 48 snaps last week.
Yeah.
You can't sit everybody. You only dress 46, and then you got the two practice squad guys. So it's 48 if you even elevate practice squad guys. So it could be, you know, but you dress 46. Can't sit every starters. So starters are going to be playing. I'm sure you'll see Tyrod start the game. And you got Brightwell, you got Breida, and they're going to game plan to win the game and see what happens from there. So, but no, from what I understand, you're not going to see Daniel. You're not going to see guys like Barkley.
What about a guy like Adoree Jackson?
Adoree Jackson's a guy, if they feel he has to ramp up, you might see him. We'll find out today for sure. Yeah. I'm sure he'll be listed as questionable. He's a guy that they might want to get some reps to, right? Because he hasn't played in a long time. But there's a possibility. He takes another week off, and boom, he's ready to roll next week.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where we're at. I know everybody has a lot of different opinions on this, but let's get some things. Well, how you feel about it, man? What do you want to do?
I don't know. I go back and forth, Chris. I'll be honest with you, dude. I mean, and Eagles aside, I don't care that it's the Eagles. The one side of me says, you know what? Play the guys and see how they perform, and not because of momentum as much. Like you said, not a big believer in momentum, and each week is kind of separate, right? But I would love to see this week, selfishly, how they perform against Philly this time around with a Jalen Hurts that's not completely healthy, with Lane Johnson out, and to see, we always talk about all year, like, can they punch up, right? They play well in their weight class. Well, this is a team that's not in their weight class, and last time they got smoked by them. But things have changed in the last few weeks since they've played them. And selfishly, I would like to see it, but I completely understand why I won't. So I kind of jump back and forth, Chris. I'm glad I'm not the coach, is I guess what my response is. I would like to see what we could do to these guys. And, you know, selfishly hurt them, they can go from 1-5 if they lose. Dallas wins the division. Eagles jump from 1-5 because of the top wild card. They go from 3 weeks ago looking like they were going to run the table in the conference to now 3 weeks later, oh my God, are they even going to win the division? Well, I think they will, but there's a possibility they won't. So I just would love to see how we could perform against them now and then gain, and not so much for momentum, but you know what? Even if we keep it close, and I know 2007 is completely different with an undefeated Patriots team, but if we keep it close, then you know what? Then we have maybe confidence again if we go against them in the playoffs. That's all. But then when someone says, what if they get hurt? It's, yeah, you're right. What if Daniel gets hurt? Then we're done. Then the season's over. Then the Minnesota game doesn't mean nearly as much because they're hurt. So I get it. It's just selfishly, I think I'd like to see what would happen. That's all.
So you want to see the starters play? Make a decision. You want to see the start? If you had to make a decision, if you're the coach, would you want to see the start? Would you play your starters?
I would play them a couple series to see how it goes. That's all.
Okay. Well, that's what a lot of people feel. Yeah. I don't think Brian Daboll feels like that, though.
Yeah.
And Daboll's going to do what's best for the team. And this game means absolutely nothing. Zilch. There's no reason to play Daniel. And if Daboll does, I'd be like, what are you doing? From what I heard, though, it looks like he's going to sit down some starters. So, and there's, you know, What if you did that? I like to feel good against the Eagles. What if you go out and you're losing 21-0 in the first quarters? So how's your momentum then going into the playoffs?
Yeah, you're right. That's the other side of this. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not an easy
Look, this is no mystery. The Giants know they're not on the same talent level with the Eagles. You know, we saw that the first game. Now, could they have played better if they played the start of Sunday? Maybe played better, but there's just 0 point in it. Why, you know, Barkley's just getting back to 100% now. Why do you want to play Barkley for? You know, just to say, oh, we have a good shot of knocking the Eagles out of the first spot? I mean, it makes no sense. I think Dable kind of, if you read between the lines, just kind of said that. You know, the question was brought up to him this week about the 2007 season, which is the most ridiculous comparison there is. The Patriots were going for history. It's the only reason why Tom played everybody, okay? This is not even near. If the Patriots were 12-3 going in that game, Poff was not playing all the starters. All right, you know, he, you know, why can't you do what Coughlin did? I mean, it's not the same. And Dable shot that down immediately. Like, this is not the same circumstance. It's totally different. You know, so, and this isn't the first time people have playing meaningless games in the last game of the year and they sat down starters. It seems like there's a narrative out there. Like, this is the, like the Giants are doing this for the first time in NFL history. They're going to sit down starters. And it just makes no sense. There is absolutely no sense to play any starters in this game. Excuse me, some of the starters, like Daniel, and say, all the starters are going to have to play. And guess what, dude? Dable isn't sitting there with Kafka and Wink like, okay, so we're not going to play Daniel. Guys, just run the ball 50 times. We'll, you know, we're just going to fold this in. No, they're playing to win the game. As Herm Edwards would say, you play to win the game. They're game planning to try to win this game. They're just going to have to do it with Tyrod Taylor and, you know, Brightwells and stuff like that. You know, and maybe Evan Neal might say, Evan Neal might sit this one out. You know, we'll have to see about that. And all that stuff. I mean, who knows? Do they go with Thomas? I don't know. We'll see. Some starters are going to sit out. Like Leo, no point playing Leo. He's already been ruled out. Yeah. Aziz's ankle is not as good as we thought it was. He's already been ruled out. He only played 7 snaps last week, you know, and all that. We'll see what they do with McKinney. Even a guy like Moreau. You know, you got some other young corners out there. We'll see what happens with him. Moreau's going to be playing. You know, so... we'll see, but there's to me, and that's what you know. Yesterday, I remember I saw Banks on the radio fan yesterday, and Brandon Tierney, the host, was like, "Yo, you gotta play Daniel," and Banks was like, "What? You know, why do you have to play Daniel? I mean, it's you know." So we'll see what Dable does. I'm kind of hearing he's not gonna play you. Somebody's key starters. So.
Yeah, and that's the impression you get. And if you're not going to play guys, fine. The one I would struggle with the most is Adoree Jackson, just because, like you said, do you want him playing a bit, getting ramped up? Because he's going to be covering, for the most part, I would imagine, Justin Jefferson the following week. That's going to be a sensitive one. Like, what do you do there, right? What's the right move, you know? So.
Yeah. Well, that's the medical team. You know, they'll get together with Ronnie Barnes and a medical staff. Adoree wants to play. I can tell you that. Adoree wants to play. And they'll see what they feel is best for the teams. Do we hold him out? What's his conditioning? You know, these guys are monitored all the time, the conditioning, doing practices.
Yeah.
You know, how much did he practice? He's been limited. You know, let's see if he's a full go today. I think if he's a full go today, I would say watch for him to play some snaps Sunday. You know, I would imagine he'd be questionable for this game Sunday. We'll see how he does, you know, leading up to game time. Yeah, I mean, is a guy you like to get ramped up? No question about it, right? Is a guy you like to get him some reps? But they'll deal with him, the medical staff, and see where they are with that. So can't give you an answer on that for sure, you know.
Yeah, and you mentioned it before about Ojulari. Is that why he played 7 snaps last week? Because if his ankle was worse than they thought?
When you see this today and you see 7 snaps, yeah, you know, not that it's bad, but it's not as healthy as we thought it was, you know. As we thought it was. And they're going to give him another week. Now, if there was a playoff game Sunday, or if this game meant something, would Aziz play? Yeah. Yeah. You know? Hey, look, if the Giants had the number one seed and they had the week off, would the Eagles see starters Sunday? Probably. I'm sure they wouldn't want Daniel to go 3 weeks off, 2 weeks off. Some guys with the rust, you know, when you have the bye. But they don't have the bye week. They're playing next weekend in a playoff game. You know? So, I think a lot of people are looking at it like, It's the Eagles. We got to beat them. Yeah, that's nice, but you got to do what's best for the team, and that's what Dable said from the get-go. So that's what whatever decisions you make, it's going to be for the best of the team.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break and be right back after this. You listen to the Giant Insider Podcast. Hang on 1 second.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew.
Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And we're back. You're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast with Jerry Foley and Chris, Nobody Beats the Biz, Bizignano. The Eagles have issues, right? Right now. And I wonder how, you know, how serious that shoulder is for Jalen Hurts, if it's if they're not letting on how serious it is, or, you know, maybe he comes back this week and throws four touchdowns and runs for three more. I have no idea. But, you know, he's got that. And Chris, I'm telling you right now, I don't care what anybody says. Call me a buffoon, call me an idiot, moron, whatever. Lane Johnson's injury is just as critical as the Jalen, or very close to the Jalen Hurts one. I don't care. I mean, he is a dominant, dominant right tackle, and you have that security blanket on your right side in the run game and when you drop back to pass. And now they have an issue there. Like, this is the first time all year over the last few weeks where the Eagles have actually had some turmoil, and they lost two games. Now, the Dallas game was a better game. This past week, they looked horrible, especially on offense against the Saints. So it's just interesting to see how they come out. And you know, I imagine Hurts is going to play. I don't know, but I imagine Hurts is going to play. And you just wonder how he's going to look and if he's favoring his shoulder, if he takes off as much. So there are some storylines here definitely worth paying attention to, you know, as we head into the playoffs.
Yep. I mean, you saw the loss of Lane Johnson last week against the Saints. So they're going to really want, you know, this is a big game for the Eagles. They want that week off, man. They got to get Jalen to rest that shoulder up for another week. You know, I'm sure he's playing Sunday. Obviously, another week for Lane Johnson. How effective he's going to be when he gets back, I don't know. He's going to try to play through the injury.
He's got like a tear and he's foregoing surgery, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, he's got a tear. He's going to play through it. But how effective will he be when he plays? I don't know. But they better hope he is pretty effective, because the one game they didn't have him, the Saints destroyed him up front. You know, Driscoll, especially Driscoll. Now, Driscoll will settle down a little bit as we move along, like even against the Giants Sunday. But it's a big loss, man. And Hurts, look, is his shoulder 100%? No way. No way. Is it good enough to play? He could have played last week. You know, if it was a big game, they had to, you know, clinch something like that, or number one, you know, he would have played. If it was a playoff game, he would have played last week. So that's a positive sign, I'm sure, for him. But, you know, it's not 100%. He probably won't be 100%, Jerry, until the season's over. So if you're for the Eagle fans and, you know, they're a Super Bowl, they're the best team in the NFC, but that dude falls on his shoulder the wrong way or whatever and messes it up, their playoff hopes go up in smoke, you know?
Yeah.
And they lost two in a row without Jalen. And by the way, Jalen's making himself a lot of money, man. You know, he's out two games. They lost both games, you know?
And look, I poo-pooed Jalen Hurts a bit years ago. I said, I don't know, you've been a fan for a long time. And now, even this year, I said, well, the Eagles are loaded. They can win with anybody. So, proving me wrong all along the way. Jalen Hurts, I give him credit, because I thought, well, they'll be okay with Gardner Minshew. No, they're not. Jalen Hurts is, like you said, giving himself a nice contract and making a bigger argument for league MVP at this point.
Yeah. So, but he's going to have to, you know, you think he has to protect himself a little more when he takes off. Mm-hmm. You know, get down or whatever way he gets hit. You got to be careful, man, because I know he says the shoulder's feeling good, but, dude, that shoulder's not 100%. You know that, you know.
Right.
It won't heal to the offseason. That's going to be a big issue, you know, for them. And that's something, boy, that'll knock off your Super Bowl train right off the tracks pretty quick, man, if they lose that dude.
Yeah.
And Jerry, even if he plays, you know, I mean, he's going to play, you know, in the playoffs for them. You know, you're playing defenses. Look, they might be playing our defense in a few weeks. Because if you think the Giants can't go into Minnesota and knock them off and then play the Eagles in a divisional playoff, what planet are you living on? You know what I mean? Now, right. Of course, the Packers could throw a monkey wrench into that by winning their first game, which is, look, I don't care what you say. You know, it's still Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Okay? Yeah. But the Giants, you know, he could be seeing the Leonard Williams guys, you know, guys like that back, you know, and a healthy Aziz in a divisional playoff game. Not that I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm just saying that if you don't think the Giants go into Minnesota and knock them off and see these guys, you know, in a divisional playoff, you're sadly mistaken. It could very possibly happen.
Yeah. I'm laughing because A buddy of mine is a self-loathing Dallas Cowboys fan. He likes the Cowboys, but he can't stand them. He basically says what we say. Well, they're Dallas. They're going to lose eventually. He's like, I'm getting ready now, mentally prepared for a Packers-Giants conference championship game at MetLife.
That'd be a home game. That'd be good.
That's what he said. I couldn't stop laughing, man. I still laugh the way he said it. He's like, I'm mentally getting ready for the inevitable Packers-Giants MetLife. So,
imagine that.
Oh, my God. But yeah, but yeah, that could totally happen. Like you said, Packers can go in, throw a monkey wrench. They win this week, and then they can go to Philly and eventually beat them.
You know what?
Whatever. Yeah.
Dude, for guys like yourself and guys, and so many people want to see all the starters play against the Eagles Sunday, but you know what? Go into Minnesota next weekend, knock them off, and boom, there you go. Yeah. There's your real rematch now. You know, there's Daniel, everybody, Saquon, hey, Adoree, X, Zay, you know? Getting those guys back, and there's your rematch against the Eagles. Forget about Sunday, man. Look for that rematch in that second, you know, that divisional weekend playoff. That's what you got to shoot for, man. You know, not that the Vikings, you get, you know, not like, oh, we're going to, you know, we'll whip up the Vikings in Minnesota. No, I'm not saying that, but there's a very good chance.
Can.
They could knock these guys off. They should have knocked them off on Christmas Eve day.
Yeah.
And now you're getting guys like Adoree, you know, probably a healthy Aziz, you know, and Zay McKinney. Very good chance going to Minnesota, you know, and knocking them off. And there you go, bro. Everybody's got their game against the Eagles, unless the Packers, like I said, throw a monkey wrench and all. You know, you got your game against the Eagles. And everybody's a full go and all that stuff. So hopefully nobody gets hurt against Minnesota.
Yeah. It's going to be it's interesting. Vegas right away, I think the second the Giants won last week, I think they came out with a 14-point spread in this week. So they knew what was happening or leaning strongly towards they're probably not going to play their guys. So I thought that was I still think that's crazy, but whatever. I'm not a betting guy, but I saw 14. I thought, wow, that's insane. What I'm going to be interested to see is when they come out Sunday, how the Eagles start. Because those fans, I guess all fans do this, but in Philly, they turn quickly. And if they start struggling early...
No, not them.
Right. Like they start struggling early, especially against a Giants team that I don't know how many Giants fans are going to make the trip. But if I'm a Giants fan and someone offered you tickets, it's like, well, this game means nothing. I almost don't care about the outcome. Right. So it's going to be very curious to see how that crowd reacts if they start off slowly or if the Giants get the ball first and somehow go down the field. Because I'm not afraid of the Eagles defense. Look, they're good, but this isn't the 85 Bears. I think that the strength of the Eagles is their offense when Hurts is healthy. They can steamroll through you. They got a great running game, best offensive line in football, weapons on the outside. That was their path to success this year. Teams have shown they can run on them. And especially what Jordan Davis hurt again. That's I know he's a rookie, but he's a monster in the middle there, right? So I'm very curious how the first 5 to 10 minutes of that game goes Sunday, dude. I think it's going to tell a lot. I really do.
Yeah. And look, you know, we all want to win this game. You know, everybody wants to win this game, man. You know, I want to see them knock these guys out of the division and watch these fans turn on them Sunday afternoon in the worst way.
Yeah.
You know, look, Tyrod Taylor's not a tomato, okay? If he winds up being a starter, Tyrod Taylor can move the ball for you.
Yeah.
You know, and the Giants are going to go in there looking to win the damn game. Let's clear that up right now. It's not like, you know, I understand some starters might sit out, but that Brian Daboll's going to go in there looking to knock these guys off. Well, Chris, why, you know, then you should play the stars. No, that's not the point we're making. The point is, with the guys that are going to play, Brian Daboll and Wink Martindale and Mike Kafka are going to look to knock these guys off. You know, and I can tell you this right now. Even when they clinch the playoff game against the Colts Sunday, Brian Dable's initial reaction was like, I'm playing everybody. I want to kick the shit. I want to get back at these guys. I want to try to ruin their because the Eagles kicked the crap out of the Giants early in the year. But then when you settle down and you know, and people start talking, you know, you got your analytics people, you got your data and all that stuff, and then you got your medical wall, you know, and then you settle down and then you're like, okay, well, let me, you know, I have to do what's best for this team, you know. Yeah. But Dable Sunday night, you know, he was asked, I think even at the presser, you know, we're going to do Sunday already, you know, and he was like, I don't know, we're going to enjoy this one. But he was thinking about it, man, because this dude's a competitive dude, bro. He didn't like getting his butt kicked in against the Eagles. So They're going to go in there with a game plan, and they're going to go in there and try to upset. And like you said, dude, can you picture this Sunday? Say the Giants receive. Giants get the ball. Tyrod Taylor leads them to a touchdown. Okay? I know it's the number one defense in the league. They're a good defense, but it's not like Taylor's a tomato. He's been around a while. He's won football games. Tyrod leads them to a touchdown. Eagles get the ball, and they go three and out, or they have to punt after six plays. You don't think those fans are going to start turning on him?
Totally. Yep. Yeah.
If you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'll be really interesting.
They were born to boo. I mean, they boo every opposing team's injury because they think everyone's faking. There are times where guys are trying to get a breather, but not every guy that goes down's not injured, guys. They are looking to boo, and it's going to be interesting to see how Hurts comes out, man. It really is, and if he takes off or if he's cautious, it's like, oh, man, the injury's gotten to him. So, like I said, dude, I cannot wait to see how this game starts. And, you know, that first 5 to 10 minutes is going to tell so much. But, you know, also, like, of the guys, of the reserves that we have, you know, along the offensive line, you know, like you said, you wonder if Neil and Thomas are gonna sit. But it'll be really interesting to see what we can do to them in the run game, because that's where I think that team's the most vulnerable. I think they got a good pass rush, but teams have shown you can run on them. And I think it'd be nice to see, you know, Brightwell and our backups, Breida, running, you know, having success against them.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that's going to be, excuse me, part of the plan is, like, try to, you know, pound that rock at him, you know. You know, Breida's a guy, you know, who could do some things for you. And I like Brightwell too, man. You know, Brightwell's powerful. He could shift you in there, you know. And, you know, and Tyrod could hurt you with his legs, as you saw last week and a couple weeks ago, you know. And was it last week? When he came for Daniel. Yeah, last week. When Dable took Daniel out of the game. You know, Tyrod could still run. You know, he could still run and get yards on the ground. The Eagles are going to have to deal with that, you know. But you don't want to, you know, stay out of those third and longs, because this team has like 67 sacks. This is remarkable.
Right.
You know, they could kill you up front, man.
Yeah. And I think Reddick has 16 sacks or something. Insane.
Yeah, I mean, he's having an incredible, his best year in the NFL. His best year since he's been a pro, Reddick, you know. So, and he loves playing the Giants for some reason. So.
Doesn't matter what team he plays for. Yeah, he loves playing the Giants. You think there's pressure? You think the Eagles are feeling a little pressure now? I'm just curious what you think.
Oh, look, I would imagine, man. Because you know what, Jerry? I think they feel the pressure of coming out and starting well. You know, I think they feel like, let's get out of this gate here. And let's not give this team who's sitting there, quarterback and running back and some stuff, any chance of momentum, any hope of momentum. You know, that's what I think. So, look, it's Philadelphia, dude. They're feeling a little pressure. I know they're going to get reports, and Dable's going to play with them saying, I don't know, we're going to see who we're starting. You know, we'll see Friday night. Yeah, but it's Philadelphia. They've lost two in a row, and now they might lose this number one seed, you know, and have to go on the road for their first playoff game, where they desperately want another week off for Jalen Hurts and guys like Lane Johnson and everybody else that's banged up. You know, everybody's banged up this time of year. You know, so, yeah, there's pressure, bro. There's no doubt. And like I said, Giants come out, and they take an early lead in that first quarter. There's going to be and the offense comes out. The Eagles don't look good. There's going to be booing. There's going to be booing. It's out of doubt of my mind they're going to start booing him.
Yeah.
So this, to me, Jerry, Nick Sirianni and his staff, the pressure is going to be to come out of the gate fast. Don't give the Giants any hope here. You know, don't give the Giants with their backup quarterback any hope here. You know, and by the way, their backup quarterback, Tyrod, he could probably start on a lot of teams in this league. Okay. Yeah. Is anybody watching the quarterback play around this league, including the Jets? Okay. Yeah. He could probably start on a lot of teams. So it's not like it's, you know, some guy, you know, like Jake Fromm coming in there where you have absolutely no chance, you know,
or Mike
Glennon, who somehow or another was signed this week to the Dolphins practice squad. Like that. Well, you have a chance with Tyrod. You have a chance. Now, do I think the Giants are going to win this game? No, of course not. But you still got Tyrod, the veteran, man. Get him out there early and put the pressure on the Eagles, man. Let the fans start turning on him. That's the game plan this week, man. You know what? If Dable wins the toss, take the damn ball. Take the ball.
This is the week to do that. You're right.
You know, take the ball. Try to get some points. Put the pressure on him. You know, put the pressure on him. I'd love to see that happen.
It's just amazing to me that 3 weeks ago, if you're an Eagles fan, you're thinking this is a walk. We are going to walk through. At least everything's going to be home for us. It's hard place to win. You're looking at your chances is so good, and they're probably still pretty good, but not nearly what they were, dude. I mean, you're at a point where you could lose and fall to the five spot. I mean, that's insane. And of course, the downside of that is you're giving Dallas the division, but it is what it is. Somebody's got to win it. It's not going to be us. But I can't imagine. That's what we always talk about, dude. The change and the turn of events that happens in football all the time, dude. It's like,
oh yeah.
Like 3 weeks ago, you're like, oh, the Eagles are going to walk to this, and now it's, oh my God, they may not even have the one seed now. They may be a wild card.
Well, yeah, when they lost Jalen Hurts, that opened the door. Yeah, that opened the door. You know, well, I thought they would win. Look, I thought they were still going to beat Dallas with Minshew. They didn't. They lost a tough one there. They kind of gave that one away. Eternal. Last week, for sure, I was like, well, they're winning at home.
Yeah.
And they lost, you know. And they lost to the Saints, man.
And that was an ugly one, too.
It was an ugly one, you know.
Yeah.
And now they're going to get their boy Hurts back. So that kind of should get the engine going again, you know. But like you said, dude, you don't know. You don't know. You know, and I'm sure when Brock Purdy had his play for the 49ers when Garoppolo went down, I'm sure the Eagle fans were saying, oh, man, we're really going to cakewalk to Arizona now, you know, because, you know, they're really our only threat and all this and stuff like that. You know, so it could go. I tell you, man, it's a double. Can you imagine the Giants getting out of it with a win? Not only do you rest some stars, which I'm sure Dable's going to do, then you ruin the Eagles season, basically. It's like a double whammy, you know?
And that regular season win over the Jets for me in 2011 now goes to number two. So that just letting you know right now, dude, no matter how they win, if they win by 1 point, somehow win by a half a point, and they do that, that would be incredible. So, look, talked about it earlier. Selfishly would love to hurt the Eagles, but I understand completely, like I said, why Dable would arrest guys. It's just we'll see what happens, and we'll see what the backups can do to them. And like you said, you're not going in there and, you know, handing the ball off 70 times and saying, all right, hope we can run for it. So.
Yeah. Might have to dust off Kenny Galladay and get some snaps this game.
Yeah, I think somebody asked, is this the week he scores? Or somebody, I think Barstool put out the tweet that if he gets 76 receptions this week, he gets $750,000 or something. So if he hits all of his incentives this week, he's good to go.
Target him 80 times, see what happens.
Crazy. all right, guys, we're going to take another break, come back with your questions and our predictions for this week. Hang on 1 second. You're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast. And we're back. All right, folks, you're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast with Chris, Nobody Beats the Biz, Bizignano, and Jerry Foley. So we put out the questions tweet, as we always do, and got a lot of responses. So thank you guys, as always, for sending out. A lot of you asked about starters this week. Obviously, we're not going to cover that because we already did. But a lot of nice compliments this week, too. You know, Joe, Naked Joe says he's stuck at home with COVID. Can't wait for the podcast. Thanks, buddy. We'll start off this week. I've highlighted a few of them because I thought they were really good questions. We'll start off with Bleeding Blue Buffoon. Oh, he said, no, sorry, not him, because he's the one who said, is this the week? Could this be the game where Kenny Galladay finally gets a touchdown? But we'll see. Oh, here we go. Eddie Lee. Hey, fellas. Based on how the season has gone, do you expect Kafka and other coaches to be gone after this one season, or think they'd want to return and gain experience for taking a job elsewhere? Turnover has killed us in the past and would hate to lose momentum. It's a little early, but, you know, obviously, those are the names that are going to come up, unfortunately. Like, you're a victim of your own success, right? This coaching staff is top-notch. I don't think Kafka would be at the top yet, but could I see him getting interviewed? Could I see Wink getting interviewed? Absolutely, Wink will get interviewed. Especially, like, you know, people are saying Dable and Wink are coach of the year 1 and 1A. So absolutely, these guys will get opportunities. It's just, it's the way it is, man. You're going to lose your coordinators if they do a good job.
Yeah, well, I expect Wink to get numerous interviews. Now, the league is kind of turn to like younger guys, you know, so that could hurt Wink in the hiring process, because that's all you see now. That's the trend, you know. Let's hire Kevin O'Connell's, Even Dable, you know, he's a younger guy, you know. That seems to be what the league and these teams want now, you know. That could hurt Wink.
Yeah.
Which would be good for the Giants, but it could hurt Wink. But if anybody left, like Kafka is a guy, like you said, dude, I could see him getting a few interviews. I'm not quite sure. Look, and you never know this interview process. I'm not going to sit here and say he don't blow a team away in an interview. And then, oh, he's our guy. You know, we've seen that happen. Matter of fact, we saw it happen with us a couple years ago, you know, with Joe Judge. So I don't expect Kafka to lose Kafka yet. But Wink is a very, very real possibility. Teams are definitely going to interview him. He wants to be a head coach. He relates to younger guys. You know, the younger guys really like Wink, which is going to benefit him in his interviews because, you know, he's kind of an older guy now, you know. So you could see losing him. The only thing that will hurt Wink, in my opinion, is that his age, you know, because so many teams want to go to that younger guy now, you know. But Wink will be the guy to keep an eye on. A very real possibility of losing him.
Yeah, yep. I agree. Jason at JTM_MK. With DJ having a career year, and he was able to stay on the field, do you believe the front office would look at him differently if he had the same numbers but missed two or three games due to an injury? So do you think that his durability this year definitely helped him with potentially getting a longer-term deal, Chris?
Yeah, I think it helped. Yeah, you know, if he missed two games, I probably wouldn't have really tainted their view if he had really good numbers like this. But if he missed five or six games, and you know, yeah, look, this kid can't even stay on the field, you know. But playing 16 games, without question, helped him. And of course, the production and what he and how he's played in key moments in big games, that's really helped him, man.
Yeah.
So Daniel's going nowhere, you know. Daniel's going to be the Giants quarterback for the next few years.
Hayden Smith, excuse me. What is the money line for the golf match between Chris and Tynes? And how do I bet on Tynes? Love the podcast, guys.
Well, we'll let you know in the spring when it happens. We'll let you know the money line. I don't know Tynes' game. I know he plays a lot. I don't know his game. I'm going to break his chops pretty soon when the weather gets warm. A lot of weather's been warm here. I mean, holy crap. It's been golf weather here until today. Today finally got a little colder. But I'll break his chops, see what kind of game he has, try to feel him out, and we'll put the money line out there. We'll see what happens.
Do you trash
Tynes over? You know, Tynes is over in Kansas City. Kansas City, it is, and Missouri. So we got to get him over. He comes to the East Coast once in a while, so we'll try to make it happen.
Do you trash talk on the golf course, Chris?
No.
No.
No. I don't trash talk, period, man. No.
The
younger me probably would trash talk, but no, I haven't trash talked. First of all, I'm in no position to trash talk anybody. Second of all, no, I don't.
Robert
Tynes,
Alvarez.
Tynes looks like a trash talker, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. And a very, like, cocky one, too. Yeah, like, oh, nice shot there. Like, that kind of thing. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. No, I play with plenty of those guys until I smack the crap out of them in the next hole, and then they shut up. But
Robert Alvarez. Excited to have him back, but curious about Collins long-term. How much of a step has he lost? Is he a viable candidate to stay around on another deal after this season, if the money's reasonable? Landon Collins, Chris.
I guess if the money's reasonable, I don't see it. I think we're just going to worry about this year.
Yeah.
He's obviously giving us some pretty good football in his 20-plus snaps, doing what Wink wants him to do. I don't know about next year. We'll see about next year. If I would lean towards, probably not, you know. But
Steve Saliga, I'm sorry if I pronounced it wrong, buddy, Seliga. Hey, Chris, can you talk to Gano and ask him not to try and tackle anyone on Sunday? I know the coverage will probably not be that good again, but we can't afford to lose him. So, Graham Gano has been kind of getting his hands dirty on the coverage teams. That's another thing you worry about against the Eagles. Boston Scott, he just touches the ball, seems to get, you know, great return yardage. So I'd love to see that tightened up. I'd love to see McGahee able to do that with his squad. So,
yeah, you don't want to see any of that stuff happening in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
None of that, man. Minnesota is one of the best kickoff returners, too, man. You can't, you know, if they play the Vikes. So you got to tighten it up, man. I know it's late in the year, though, but hopefully they do tighten it up. One guy I'm pretty happy about is Jamie Gillen, who went through a stretch there where we couldn't wait to get launches, you know what, out of town. But he seems to have tightened it up a little bit the last few weeks. He's punting better, you know?
Yep. Donnie Mead. Chris, you've mentioned before how bad Saquon wants to stay with the organization. Do you get the same feeling about Daniel or from Daniel? All the speculation about what we should do with him, but does he even want to be here? Yeah. Fan base has not been very forgiving the last few years. So do you get this? Is he outwardly, like, is there anything he kind of indicates that he wants to be back like Saquon does, or you have no idea?
Yeah, no, he wants to be back.
Okay.
Very much so, he wants to be here. Very much so.
Jamie Busold. Great show, boys. Love what you do. Are the Giants going to address wide receiver in free agency, a trade, or draft? All the above, probably, but I mean, they're going to explore every possible option. I think Chris kind of alluded to it last week about don't be surprised if there's a trade. But, yeah, I mean, you know, free agency, it's a little weak. So I keep saying that you're going to draft one or two wide receivers in the draft. It's going to be kind of everything.
Have you looked at the free agent list?
Who's out there? I did a few weeks ago, and it wasn't – no one really jumped out.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
No one really jumped out at me, dude. It wasn't like in years past. I looked at it like 3 weeks ago, and it's not great. It's a lot of second guys, not
like
primary.
Who's like, who's somebody that could actually be, you know?
No, there's no one that you'd throw a ton of money to. Put it that way.
Well, who's the best one out of the group?
I mean, I don't remember on the list. That's how insignificant it was, Chris. I got to be honest with you. It was like I looked at it. It was like, I'll move on. It was no one that jumped out at me, dude.
I haven't even looked at any free agent. I have no idea. So
yeah. Great show, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. We'll go a couple more. No question, just great pod. Thanks, man. Appreciate that. Let's see. Love the pod and the paper fellas. This is from Bobby. Love the pod and paper fellas. If you could pick any player off the Eagles to play for the Giants, who would it be? I'll go first. I'm taking Devontae Smith. Go Giants, Bears, and Niners. Anyone off the Eagles? Probably A.J. Brown right now for me. So,
yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, and there's other great guys, but I would go A.J. Brown because of youth and just size and everything. So,
A.J. Brown, yeah. Yeah, I'd probably go A.J. I'm trying to think of somebody. Well, Kelsey's gonna retire. Kelsey, right. A couple years ago, I would have picked Kelsey as probably exactly. One of them, but he's old now. I don't know. He's still great, but he's still. But A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy said Devontae Smith, right? Yeah. So yeah. They would be one of them, no question about it. Those two, one of those receivers.
All right, we'll go last one before we get the picks. Mecca of NYG, great playoff clinching podcast. Do you think Jared Davis will be active and get some snaps on Sunday? Curious if he can be of any use to us in the playoffs. So pumped to be able to say that.
Yeah, I can see Davis playing Sunday, getting some reps. Yep.
Nice.
No question about it.
All right. Let's do the Week 18 picks.
If you don't see Jared Davis playing Sunday, that means he looks horrible in practice and he's maybe out of shape. I hate to say it. I don't know. I'm just giving.
I'm just
speculating. If you don't see him Sunday, then he's just – hasn't looked good in practice this week at all, you know?
Yep. All right. So I gained one game, so I'm down two for the season. So this is probably the farthest I've been where it's still a game. So, all right.
Two, man. Two. Wow.
I know. Well, you said I'm going to give you a chance here, and you took Minnesota. That was the one.
Yeah. Smart move, Chris.
Well, no, but you even said out loud, I'm going to give you a chance here. So you kind of knew that you probably...
Oh, no. I mean, you know, I know I was opening the door, but I did think the Vikes were going to win. Like I said, smart move.
Yeah.
They only got destroyed. But okay, good move.
I mean, it's unbelievable, right? They are such a... Like, I think they're down on point differential for the year, and they have, like, what, 12 wins?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Their losses, they've been blown out, and their wins have basically been within 6 points. That's why that point differential comes
in. It's unbelievable.
You know, the beginning of the year, the Eagles blew them out. The Cowboys blew them out. The Packers blew them out. I mean, blowouts.
Yeah, I can't think of the other loss, but it was bad.
Yeah. I know the other loss was to the Giants.
Yeah.
Not to the Giants. The other loss was...
I wish.
Damn, it was something I forget now. But they had definitely suffered 3 blowout losses. I guess that was the point difference.
All right.
That first game. That was a Freudian slip by me for this playoff game.
Well, yeah, because we should have won, right? Oh, my God. All right. Tomorrow, 4:30 Chiefs at Raiders.
Yep. Chiefs.
Yeah, me too.
The Jared. I'm gonna see what kind of risk moves you take now. You're gonna have to gamble probably a few times.
Well, I'm gonna go. I'll go first, so it's not as
wow.
I'll go first that way. I'm not just copying you and then taking my chances. This isn't an easy. This is not that easy tomorrow. Titans at Jaguars. I'm gonna go Jaguars, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Titans won this game, dude. But I'm gonna go Jaguars.
Me too. Yeah. Me too.
Browns at Steelers. Mike Tomlin, Chris, could win Coach of the Year every year. And I would be like, yeah, it's about right. Like, he's got to be a top three every freaking year.
Amazing.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I like the guy, so it's easy. But holy cow. The Browns, who took down Carson Wentz.
That was hot. Yeah.
I'm going to go Steelers at home.
All right, yeah. You know what, dude? Why don't you let me go first so it doesn't seem like I'm copying you to try to hold...
Because I'm in the same scenario. I don't want to just... Okay, fine. You go first.
No, no. All you're right. Better off let... You know, look, we're better off let me pick so then if you want to change it to try to catch up or win...
All right.
Because I don't want... You know, I don't want you... I don't want to think like... Say we have the same... I don't, oh, yeah. Well, Biz just held serve. He did what he had to do to win this game. Now, so let me go first, dude. And if you want to... So, because you want to catch up to two, all right? So, all right, I'm going to go with the Steelers, dude. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Steelers, yeah.
Right. 1 o'clock, Ravens at Bengals.
DeMar Hamlin news. I think the Bengals spirits will be up too. I like my AFC Bengals.
I agree. Your AFC Bengals.
Lamar Jackson might not even play Sunday, too. His knee's still hurt.
Crazy. Unreal how long that's lasted, right? Vikings at Bears.
This could be one of those window games. But you know what? Petum is playing for the Bears.
I'm going Bears. Oh, wait a minute. What? What'd you say?
Oh, no, nothing.
Hang on. Let me drink my coffee and rethink this.
Oh, nothing. I didn't say nothing. I'm going to go with the Vikings.
I'll still go with the Bears just because I just think, again, the Vikings have just not looked good. And... Mm-hmm. Conventional wisdom would be they would beat Peterman if he is playing, which now I'm depressed
he
about.
He is. No, he is playing. Fields is out. Yeah, Fields is out.
I don't know, man.
See, I could have lied to you. Said, no, he just, I'm reading on Twitter. Fields is playing. No.
Honest.
No. It's Peterman.
I'll give you that. I'm still going to go the Bears. I'm going to go Bears. I'm not going to totally regret it when I re-listen to this.
Dude, you got to make your move. You're two behind.
When I re-listen to this next week, I'm going to go, what the hell?
No, I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't blame, dude. I have to be honest with you, Jerry. On the road in Chicago, the Vikings. If I needed to catch up too, I probably would have went Bears too and gave it a shot. I probably would have gave it a shot too.
All right, Patriots at Bills. I mean, my God.
Yeah. You know what? The Bills are gonna be fired up in this game now. They're looking for the. I'm gonna go with the Bills.
Same. Agree.
I know New England needs it to get in the playoffs, but I'm just not a New England guy. I like the Bills.
Joe Flacco versus Mike Glennon. Who do you like?
No, Mike Glennon's not playing.
Yeah, sure, Dolphins.
No, he's on a practice squad. I don't know, but Skylar.
I thought Mike McDaniel said he was playing. I thought.
No,
at the press conference.
Skylar Thompson's been named the starter.
Oh, okay. Because so bad job by me. I watched Mike McDaniel's press conference where he's making jokes about having the same name as Glennon, and I just thought, like, dude, you can't make jokes. I like Mike McDaniel, but you can't make jokes when you lose five in a row, guys. Like,
I know.
It's just not.
I would imagine he's referring to signing him, and maybe he's gonna be Skylar Thompson's backup. Okay. Or maybe they were even asking, you might even see Mike Glennon in this game, maybe. But they named Skylar Thompson a starter right now, you know. Flacco. I don't know, man.
Why Flacco, Chris? What's the point,
dude?
There?
I can't even get it. It's so insane what's going on over there with the Jets. I'll go with Miami, I guess, because they're home. There you go, bro. This could be an opening game for you right there.
Oh, I'm going to do the same. I don't. What kind of psyche are the Jets in right now? They last week was a must win, and they shit the crap the bed on both sides of the ball. Like the first play of the game, like. And I said the Mike White-led Jets will go into Seattle and win.
And so did I. So did I.
I don't know what to think. I'm going with Dolphins too, dude. I can't believe that the Jets will go in there and win that game. So, unless Mike Glennon plays, but whatever. Yeah, I'm going with the Dolphins. All right. Buccaneers at Falcons.
I think Brady's playing. I think Tampa's going to play some of their stars, unless I'm mistaken in that one. I'll go with Tampa on the road in this one.
I'm going to go Falcons at home.
There you go. That's a good move, dude. That's a good move. Tampa Bay's playing for nothing, bro. Yeah,
that's why you went with Tampa. It's because it's a good move.
No. What I'm saying is that's not a far-out scenario is what I'm saying. For somebody who has to catch up, that's not a bad move. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to sit here and say I'll be surprised if Atlanta beats him.
Right.
Only reason I'm going with this is because I think Brady's playing. That's the only reason why I'm going with Tampa.
Right.
But how long is he going to play for?
That's a good point. Yeah. All right. Panthers at Saints. This is not an easy one, dude.
No.
Oh, man. What the hell?
Yeah, I'll go. The game's in New Orleans. They won in Philly. Carolina's, they blew that one. I'll go with the Saints because it's a home game.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go Saints as well. Just because of home, dude. That's it. And the way they played last week, I feel like I owe them a pick because they beat Philly. There's another one. It's not cut and dry. Texans at Colts, dude.
Wow, this is ugly. This is ugly. Who's quarterback of foot? I guess it'd be Sam Ellinger. Houston, they got smoked last week. I don't know. I, you know what? This is a perfect opportunity for gaining a game too, bro. I'm going to go with Houston on the road. I don't know. I like the way they've played the last three out of the last 4 weeks. I'll go to Houston.
I'll go Colts at home. It's just because you took Houston. I'm trying to catch up. Chris, you could have said Colts. I would have taken Houston. I have no feel for this game.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah, how could you?
Here's an easy one. Here's an easy one.
Like Sonny said. Yeah.
Right. Nice. Cardinals at 49ers.
49ers.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. Yes, agree. Cowboys at Commanders.
Dallas.
Same. Well, and we go back to Heineken this week, right, Rivera?
No, they're going with the kid Sam Howell.
Oh, that's right. They are. That's right. I saw that. But there was discussion, though, earlier in the week about, and they were like, "Why? What are you doing?" So, yeah, good stuff. Rams at Seahawks.
Seattle needs this game. Seattle.
Yes. They need it. Yeah, and they play before. The Lions-Packer game, that's the late game, right?
That's the Sunday night game, yes.
Yeah, I'll go with Seattle as well at home. Mm-hmm. Chargers at Broncos?
Chargers.
Yes, I can't take the Broncos. I agree. Lions at Packers, 8 o'clock, dude. 8:20. That's gonna be a great one. I'm going Packers at home.
Yeah. I'm gonna agree. I'm gonna Lions won last week. I'll tell you what. I know the Packers kicked some butt last week, right?
Yeah.
Who did he beat last week again?
Vikings.
Who did he beat? I picked the Vikings like a dope. Yeah. I'm gonna give you another opportunity, dude. Because I'm gonna go with the Lions in Green Bay.
You're very gracious, Chris. Be honest with you.
No, I'm not doing it for charity. I think the Lions, for some reason, I think the Lions are gonna go in here. I said this about the Vikings last week too. But I'm gonna go to Lions at an upset in Green Bay. I like this Lion team, bro. I like this Lion team. I'm not sold on this pack. I know the Packers. Dude, even if you look at the stats last week, the Packers only had like 350 yards of offense. They had a lot of other things going away. I like this Lion team, man. I'm going to go with them. There you go. You're probably going to win this damn thing.
Well, no, but it really is going to be interesting if Seattle loses. That game is just ramped up. Then it's, oh my God, win and get in, right?
Oof.
So I'm kind of, we both took Seattle, but I'm kind of hoping the Rams win that game just so that game at 8:20 is way more interesting.
Yeah, I agree with you. That would be unbelievable.
I mean, Dan Campbell's not going to quit ever, but no one's going to quit. But that game would be so much more meaningful. That's all.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Last one. 4:25. Giants at Philly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, we'll go with Philly.
Yeah.
Philly should whip up on them.
Based on circumstances being as they are.
They need this game. They need this game. You know, and all that. So, you know, we'll go with Philly. I'm going to go with Philly.
Yeah, I agree. So before we go,
I'm sure you will too.
Yeah. Before we go, I just want to read off, because it bothered me that I couldn't name literally one receiver before. I just want to name some. Chris. So here's some of them. Nelson Aguilar. These are unrestricted guys. Nelson Aguilar, Shepard, who we have. DJ Clark, Randall Cobb. I'm going by contract size. Marvin Jones. Okay. Julio Jones, Byron Pringle, Alan Lazard, Jacoby Myers, Deontay Hardy, Juju Smith-Schuster, AJ Green. This is a great, you know, AJ Green, Julio Jones. This is a great fantasy league from 10 years ago. Jarvis Landry, another 7 years ago. Matthew Slater, Cam Sims, N'Keal Harry, Ashton Doolin.
There's nobody.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, and that's why, like, when you said which ones, I'm like, I can't even think of one because I read that list and was like, yeah, goodbye. Like, it's going to come from the draft. Sammy Watkins, another one, right?
Oh, please.
You know, Rashad Perryman. I
mean, the only name that kind of sticks out a little bit is Juju.
I don't mind, like, Cam Sims never did anything, but I always thought, like, he had potential. But that's not a guy you give a big contract to or anything. So this list of names is just, it's nothing. It's not coming from free agency. Our number one's not coming from free agency, dude. That's all. So.
No, the upgrade is not going to come from free. Well, I shouldn't say upgrade, but the number one's not coming from free agency anyway.
Yeah.
Juju is a nice number two. But when they trade for DeAndre Hopkins, there you go.
There it is again. That's the second week in a row, buddy. All right. I love it. I love it. I'm in. I used it like my own. I used it like my own this week to a buddy. I'm like, yeah, when we trade for DeAndre Hopkins, like, oh, really? I go, yeah, I don't know. So I made it like my own idea.
Jones the Hopkins. No.
I'll take it.
I can just see Joe Shane trying to make a big move. That's it.
Yeah.
It's off season.
Good stuff, dude. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Enjoy the game and get ready for the playoffs, brother.
Yeah, baby. Good stuff.
If you could spoil the Eagles season somehow out of this, so be it.
All the better. All right, guys. To order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com and go to Magzter for a digital subscription. That's MAGZTER. All right, guys. Sundays are Giant Days. Take care, everyone.
Enjoy.